Olá! Welcome to the Portuguese from Portugal podcast. Today we have a slowly spoken article for you to help you to learn and comprehend the Portuguese language. Enjoy it!
Chamuça. A chamuça é uma especialidade de origem indiana e é constituída por fritos de forma triangular. É recheada com uma mistura condimentada de feijão ou grão, batata ou carne picada, ervas aromáticas e vegetais. Chegou a Portugal através da culinária indo-portuguesa, de Goa, Damão e Viu, outrora pertencentes ao Estado português da Índia. Noutras regiões da Índia, existem versões vegetarianas, que não são tão comuns em Portugal. Em Portugal, é possível encontrar as versões com carne picada em inúmeros cafés e restaurantes de comida portuguesa, assim como em restaurantes de comida goesa. Estes últimos são, por vezes, acompanhadas por achares. Em diversas ocasiões, é também comum serem servidas em miniatura, como aperitivo. As versões vegetarianas ou com frango podem ser encontradas congeladas em alguns supermercados e em alguns restaurantes indianos não goeses, de comida de inspiração hindu, por exemplo.
Hi everyone, my name is Rita. I'm here today to talk about a new article. This article is about chamuça. And as the previous articles, I'm here today with my co-host, James. Hi, James.
Hi, Rita.
So this article is a bit easier than the previous ones. I hope you enjoy it. And as the previous ones, we will read the text and try to help James with his pronunciation and also to assist him with words and expression that he doesn't know. So shall we get started, James?
Yes, let's do it.
Perfect. So,
okay. A chamuça é uma especialidade de origem indiana e é constituída por fritos de forma triangular.
Good. James, can you understand this sentence, like the idea, or should we break the sentence until you understand?
It's actually quite clear. So this chamuça, this type of, the name of this food,
yes,
is a speciality which comes from India.
Correct.
I see. Yeah. This constituida.
Constituida is made of, is in this case is what is the shape of. So constituir in general sense is something is made of something. So if you say a house can be made with the stone,
yes,
or with the wood, you would say esta casa é constituída por pedra ou madeira. In this case, constituída por fritos de forma retangular, triangular, sorry, it means that the shape of the chamuça is a triangle. So,
and what's this por fritos?
Fritos in this sense is in this sense, in any other sense, is like it is fried, and is a sort of pastry. Yes.
Okay.
So basically, what the way is constituted, like the way is built, is in triangle shape, and then you have to fry. So, in a sense,
the fry is how you cook, so is how it you make the
yep okay
the chamusa is how it is done. So you understand this constituído?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good. It's made of, you could say as well.
Yeah, constitutes.
Constitutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So next sentence.
Mm-hmm. É recheada com uma mistura condimentada de feijão.
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 Mm-hmm.
O grão.
Yes.
Batata. O carne picada. Ervas aromáticas e vegetais.
Okay, so can you understand this sentence?
For me, the general idea is explaining what's inside.
That's right. Food. Yeah, yeah. So basically, it's saying recheada is how it's filled.
Okay.
With something that is recheada. Sometimes you have in Portugal, for example, the peppers, like filled peppers with rice and so on, é recheado de, so pimentos recheados. So recheados is the filling.
Okay.
Yeah? So, com uma mistura condimentada de feijão, so basically is a mixture,
yes.
Either with feijão.
And what's feijão?
Feijão is beans.
Okay.
Or grains. You say grains?
Grains, yes.
So either one or the other, yes?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can have also batata,
so potato,
or carne picada, means?
Meat, but picada, I'm not
no,
sure.
No, carne picada, the translation is mince.
Mince meat,
okay. Yeah? So carne is mince, carne picada is an expression, or is it terminology that means, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Ervas aromáticas, do you know what's that?
No.
Like the, so salt.
No, salt. The herbs.
The herbs, salt, oregano, and all those things.
Okay.
E vegetais. Vegetais is vegetables.
Yes.
You can also find another term for vegetais that is legumes. So, vegetais ou legumes means vegetables. Yeah? Mm-hmm. In this case, the article writer chose vegetais. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you understand everything that was
yes.
here?
Yeah, yes.
Good. So, we can... Now, the next paragraph is a bit of the story, where it comes from, the... Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The chamusas.
Chegou a Portugal através de... culinária indo-portuguesa de Goa, de mão e de U. Outrora pertencentes ao Estado português da Índia.
Mm-hmm. So, as I said previously, here is a bit the story, where it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you understood exactly the
so
the idea at least, or
from my understanding, it's so this food, a chamusa, mm-hmm. arrived in Portugal, then before
no, através through the cuisine, the Indo-Portuguesa, Indo
yeah.
from India,
mm-hmm.
Portuguese
yes.
from Goa, you know, in the discovery time. We arrived to India, yeah?
Yes.
So there we got a lot of spices, yeah? Actually, the Portuguese people were the first people to bring to Europe spices.
Yes.
Yes? Like pepper, the tea as well. So in this case, when they were there, they learn in this Goa, in these places, Goa, the Mão e Viu. Nowadays, still in some streets, there are names of streets and places that are Portuguese. Yeah. And we brought this chamusa recipe from there.
Mm-hmm.
So chamusa is not originally from Portugal, but is from those places that were colonized by Portuguese people. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if you understood this word pertencentes.
No.
So pertencentes is something that is part of something. Yeah, it is together with. Basically, these places go with the man with you. Many years ago, outrora, from the Portuguese people, from the Portuguese government in India, because we had our own sort of government there.
Okay.
So, pertencentes was this. Places were part of the government, the Portuguese government that were in India that many, many years ago. Yeah?
Mm-hmm. And very interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting, and obviously it's interesting to know that it's still part of Portugal in India. And in Portugal, nowadays lives quite a few people from India, mainly those who has either mother or father or grandparents from India. Actually, the Prime Minister, António Costa, his descendancy is Indian. So I think his great-grandparents are from India, something like that. Yeah.
Okay. So the next sentence, noutras regiões da Índia existem versões vegetarianas que não são tão comuns em Portugal.
Yeah, so you understand the general idea here?
So I understand that in the regions of India, it's...
Noutras regiões, so yeah. Noutras, it means in other regions. Okay. So basically, Goa, the man with you, it's a region from one region of India. I don't know very well India, so I don't know where those cities are from, but in other regions, noutras regiões of India.
There's vegetarian versions of
correct. Shumas. So, yes. And versões vegetarianas, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, it means that in Goa, the man with you, you find the meaty ones, com carne picada, yeah?
And the vegetarian ones are not so common in Portugal.
Qual é a palavra em português for comum? Qual é a palavra em português?
Comum.
Comuns.
In common.
It's comum. Yeah. It's not often used or eaten in Portugal. Yes. As we will read the next sentence.
Okay. Em Portugal é possível encontrar as versões com carne picada em inúmeros cafés e restaurantes de comida portuguesa. Assim como em restaurantes de comida goesa.
Goesa. Sim. So, you understand this sentence? It's quite long, but it's not difficult to break. So, what you understood?
So, this word
encontrar, to find.
So mm-hmm. It's possible to find these meat versions of the shamusas in cafes and restaurants.
Many, innumerous.
Okay.
Many, innumerous is like with the numbers. Innumerous means in a lot of places.
Yes. So these cafes and restaurants that have Portuguese food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And as well in restaurants that serve food from Goa.
Perfect. Comida goesa.
Comida goesa.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nestes últimos são por vezes acompanhadas por achares.
Yeah, achares. I also don't know what is it, but I did some research and it's a type of conserve from Goa, the Maui view.
Okay.
It's like, yeah, it looks like sort of vegetable that can come in a container, like a tuna.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's a conserva. So is how you call things that come in a, like the tuna in English. I don't know the question. So the terminology, basically in Portuguese, anything that comes in like a metal box, like the tuna.
Like a tin.
A tin, exactly. Mm. Like a tin is a conserva.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is a sort of vegetable that comes in a tin,
mm-hmm.
and you can eat with the chamuças. Okay. Yeah, but that's more, you know, it's something that is more connected with the comida from Goa.
Okay.
Or the chamuça from Goa. So you can eat together with.
Mm-hmm. So the last paragraph?
Yes.
Em diversas ocasiões,
uh-huh.
é também comum serem servidas em miniatura,
uh-huh.
como aperitivo.
So, this can be a bit confused. This not confused, but maybe needs more understanding.
Uh-huh.
So, em diversas ocasiões means in different events
or occasions. Moments,
occasions, yes? So in a party, or in the party, it depends on the party, it could be like a birthday party or a wedding, or so and so on. É também comum ser servida. Do you understand this ser servida?
To serve.
To be served. Yes. Oh, good. I thought it would be more difficult to understand. Em miniatura, like small... Like
party foods.
Party foods, like finger foods.
Yes.
Como aperitivo. Aperitivo is like finger foods, like appetizers. Yeah, good. Oh, wonderful. Yeah, it was easy then. Easier than I expected. So, good. So, the last sentence then.
As versões vegetarianas ou como frango podem ser encontradas congeladas em alguns supermercados e em alguns restaurantes indianos não goeses, de comida de inspiração hindu, por exemplo.
Muito bem. Percebeste, James? Did you understand the last sentence?
This word about congeladas.
Congeladas is frozen, something that is frozen.
Okay.
Yes, so probably... What I understood in the article is, which makes sense if you think about the Portuguese culture, we are a very meaty society, so we have everything so based with meat.
Yes.
Yeah, you know that you've been to Portugal, so
sure.
Most of the dishes, Portuguese dishes, if they are not bacalhau related, they are any sort of meat related. So basically, what this saying here. You can find this version, chamuça version with meat in many places,
mm-hmm.
Cafes and restaurants, which have has the Portuguese food, and those ones probably are made like by someone.
Okay.
But the vegetarian version, ou com frango is also meat.
Yes.
Is a chicken.
A chicken.
But is another version. Probably comes from India or from overseas, I guess. That's why you find them in supermarkets, but frozen. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And not in all supermarkets. Yeah? Just in some of them.
Okay.
Alguns. Some.
Some.
And you understand the rest? E em alguns restaurantes indianos, não goeses.
So not the Goa restaurants, but Indian restaurants.
Yes, why? Because the Goa ones are inspired by the Portuguese. So they have the meaty.
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. So that's why it's interesting, the chamusa, because it's not from Portugal, but it has a Portuguese influence. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's why they say in the second paragraph, we read as well, that is from the Indo-Portuguese cuisine, because it was influenced by the Portuguese as well. Yeah, so anything else, James, would you like to ask about it? About the article, chamusa, anything that you didn't understand?
No, I was quite clear, and it's good to see like lists of foods.
Okay,
types
good.
Of foods.
Wonderful.
Like these, the grau, batata, carne picada.
Exato, carne picada, ervas aromáticas mm-hmm. e vegetais.
Yes.
So you can order food in Portugal, I hope.
Those foods.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Good. So thank you, James.
Yes, thank you, Rita.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this article. I hope you enjoy. Please make sure you check out our webpage, PortugueseFromPortugal.com. And if you have iTunes, you can write your rating. And see you next time. Adeus.
Ciao.
Make sure to check out the website PortugueseFromPortugal.com for the full article text, grammar highlights, and questions. See you next time.